So in this second canto, second chapter, 37th verse, we are hearing that this hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is the ultimate goal in life. Throughout the Vedas, which are giving us the ultimate knowledge, it is stated, anavrati shabdat, by sounds you will get free. At the present moment, we are all trapped in a prison made by our own desire. Icha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata. All living beings come into this world covered by desire and envy. And we endeavor to enjoy the senses of the body, but the result is that we become more and more frustrated day by day. You can take a fish out of the water and put him on a nice cushion, give him nice fish food, give him a color television set, put a nice female fish beside him, but he won't be happy. But he will never be happy because he doesn't belong on the land, he belongs in the water. And we don't belong in this body. Our natural condition is to live in the spiritual world. The Vedas instruct us, tamasi ma, jyotir gama. Don't stay in darkness, come to the light. This place is andha tamisha. It is a place of ignorance, a place of darkness. It's a place of suffering. Even if we are here in this material world, still, Krishna is so kind that he makes an arrangement for us. First of all, you shouldn't sit with your back to the deities. And secondly, there's no need to hold the walls up. I don't think they'll fall down. Mahatma Gandhi used to say, God has created enough for man's need, but not enough for man's greed. Still, because of desire, we struggle in this world to get more and more. All of these big cities that we live in and around are simply for the purpose of generating more and more facility for sense gratification. After all, what do we really need? What are the basic necessities in life? A little food, a place to sleep, some good association. There's no need for big, big factories. There's no need for slaughterhouses, for cinema houses, for nightclubs. This is, we have created a very foolish civilization. Again, Mahatma Gandhi was asked what he thought of Western civilization. He said, yes, it would be a good idea. In other words, we're not civilized. A civilized person can see that human life is so temporary. A great sage named Lomasa Rishi, who lives almost as long as Chaturmukh Brahma, four-headed Brahma, He was doing his meditation on the shore, on the banks of a lake, and the sun was beating down on him. So, keep in mind that he lives a very long time. His disciples approached him and said, "We want to build a little hut for you, and you can sit in the hut and meditate there." He said, "Why take so much trouble? Life is so short." So, it's a fact. In this age, particularly, hardly we can live 60 or 70 years. So there's no use in trying to create a permanent place in the middle of a place that is destined to be destroyed. Krishna has given us the bareness, the real necessities of life, fruit, milk, grains, jewels, various natural things that can provide us with a simple life and even an opulent life. Now, many of you are very pious and very generous people. And if there is a good cause, you don't mind to give some little donation or something to help out. But if you find in this big place, Sukharevo, anywhere, in any corner of the building, so many ants are coming out. In the jungle, there are so many elephants and lions and tigers and other animals. How many of you are giving for the ant relief fund? How many of you are giving for the elephants so that they can have some food to eat? We're not making arrangement for them, but by nature's arrangement, by God's arrangement, each and every little ant gets a little grain of food every day. And Krishna is Yoga Kshema. He is making arrangement for us also. We don't need to over-endeavor to create an artificial standard of life which we will never be satisfied with at any level that we develop. If you get 10,000 rubles, you want 50,000. And then 100,000, and then 1,000,000. You'll never be satisfied if you feed your material desires. In the Bhagavad Gita, a nice example is given of the ocean. Puryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashantim apnoti nakama kami. So many rivers are entering into the ocean, but it's always steady. And similarly, so many desires are coming into our heart, into our mind at every moment. But only a person who controls his mind and senses can be satisfied. Not one who's rushing here and there, trying to fulfill each and every little desire. We see that these fireflies, little small insects, they're attracted to the fire, and their eyes lead them to fly into the fire, and they burn up, they die. The deer hears the horn of the hunter imitating the female deer, and the deer goes in search. By hearing, he's led to his death. Elephant smells the scent of the female elephant, again created by the hunter, led to his death. The fish sees the little worm on the end of the hook, and he thinks, oh, lunch. And he bites the worm and gets the hook in his mouth, led to his death. But we have all five of our senses leading us to death. We have to learn to control our senses and thus control our mind. The only reason it's difficult is because we're not accustomed to do it. It's new to us. Brahmanda Brahmite. We have been wandering throughout the universe, taking one body after another. We were once in the body of a demigod and had all facilities. We have been in the body of a hog and had nice hot stool for breakfast. If you're a hog, you think it's very good. We have gone through many different forms. All of the men here, you were once in female bodies. So there is no need for you to be proud now. And you've also all been in male bodies before. So there's no need to compete with your husbands. But now that we have got a chance to hear the message of the Absolute Truth as given in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a chance that we will stop all of our nonsense. Stop wasting our time. Stop suffering. That's the only way we will achieve real satisfaction. Sabai pungsang paro dharmo yatho bhaktir adhoksaje ahoyituki apratyata yiyatma supersedati. Atma supersedati. By this para dharma, topmost occupational activity, Krishna consciousness. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. There are Navalakshana, nine different processes of Bhakti Yoga, but the most essential process is hearing. Therefore, we have to put ourselves in an environment every day where we will drink by oral reception the message of Godhead. Unless you are deaf, you cannot stop from hearing something. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the ideal devotee, warns us, Gramya Katha na Shunibe, don't listen to idle talk. Everybody knows that if there is a nuclear war, the explosion will have some effect. But what will kill more and more people is the radiation, invisible radiation. So there are so many stimuli, so much radiation, material pollution, and everyone is being affected by this energy, by this tamasic and rajasic vibration. The only way you can insulate yourself is in the morning, here, Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, if we were speaking on Gopi Gita, everyone would be excited to hear about the loving, intimate, sexual affairs between the gopis and Krishna. My friend there should stand up. Jeev Jago. It's not good to fall asleep in front of the deities. You can fall asleep in front of me, that's no loss, but not in front of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Gaur Nitai. Prabhupada would say, if you're tired, then go take rest. But as long as you're here, then you should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Prabhupada is quoting from Jiva Goswami, and Jiva Goswami is describing that, well, he's commenting on this verse, Krishna Svadamo Pagate Dharma Jnana Bibhisaha, that in this age of Kali, when Lord Krishna has left, he left at the end of Dwapara, where will we get light? Where will we get knowledge? Where will we get realization? So Srimad Bhagavatam has risen just like the shining sun, and it can dispel all fog, all darkness. And before we can be qualified to hear the intimate pastimes of Krishna, we have to go through the first 9 cantos. Because for most of us, we have still not really understood, by deep realization, the first lesson, Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this body. Theoretically, we may be convinced, but we're still forced by the different vegas, vacho vegam, manasakrodha vegam, jiva vegam, udaropasta vegam, sarva prakriti jayagunai, forced by impulses born of the modes of nature. So, as Krishna told Arjuna, yudhyasva vigata jara, stand and fight. I'm sorry to reveal an obvious fact that if you don't save yourself, no one is going to do anything. When the airplane takes off, you have to fly your own airplane. When you're on the ground, you can get help from the engineers, from the maintenance crew. But once you're in the air, you're on your own. So you have this human form of life. You have more facility than the animals for easily solving your economic needs. But there is a responsibility also. Urdvam gachanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa. Jaganya guna vrittistha ado gachanti tamasa. If you act in the mode of ignorance, then you can go up. You can be freed. If you act in the mode of passion, you'll just come back again in the human form of life in a worse condition. And if you act in the mode of ignorance, you'll go down again. Whose fault is this? You have nobody to blame but yourself. Yayata mam prapadyante tangstataiva vajamyaham. Krishna will reciprocate with you according to how you approach him. A devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, what makes you happy, Srila Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, I am happy when I see you struggling for Krishna. You have to struggle in the material world. You don't think the non-devotees are struggling? Just look out your window someday over just 100 yards or 200 yards away. The non-devotees, the karmis, they're constantly fighting with one another, struggling to get more and more facility. It doesn't come easily. So better we keep trying to become Krishna conscious, even if it seems difficult. If you make a little progress and then you slip, get up again. Fight. Once I saw in Hare Krishna land in Bombay, two ladies who were coming at prasadam time to the prasadam hall. So they were not coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class. They were not hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita. And somehow or other, someone did something that offended the other, and they began to fight. It was really something to watch. They were scratching and biting and kicking each other. So that's what you have to do. Not fight with each other, but fight with Maya. Get angry! This material energy is causing you so much disturbance. The natural way of life, which is so easy and so fulfilling, and tatsukam sattikam proktam atma buddhi prasadajam, it leads you on the path of self-realization, self-awakening. Now we are quite a small organization and we're fairly poverty-stricken. We're not very wealthy at all. So maybe someday there will be 1,000 and 1,000 times more devotees. And there will be nice economy for devotees, nice businesses, and there will be a lot more facilities. But nothing's going to change. We'll still have to fight with our senses and our mind. So better to face the enemy now. Better to cross over the obstacle now, because by slowing down, by retiring from the battlefield, by becoming lazy, it doesn't get any better. And of course, the first thing you can do is try to associate with sincere, serious devotees and engage in Krishna Katha. Katiyantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Tushyanti, ramanti. They get great satisfaction and they get great enjoyment from discussing amongst each other. Srinvatam svakata krishna punya shravana kirtana sridhyantaksto hiya badrani. All the impure things are cleansed. Vidunoti suritsatam. Then one can proceed nicely on the path of devotional service when one is constantly glorifying Krishna. If you don't have a taste for it now, still you do it and you will develop a taste. Especially if you follow the regulative principles nicely. You want to light a fire and you're using wet wood and you can't understand why the fire won't light. You're trying to make advancement in devotional service, but at the same time you're having illicit sex, you're taking intoxication, and you can't understand why you're not making progress. Krishna consciousness is a very easy, simple process. We should not make it more complicated than it is. We should just follow nicely. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Good. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.